Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Chav Vav of Masechtas Menachos. Some of the topics we learn about include Machlokes regarding Nitmu She'ireha, Nisrafu She'ireha, Abdu She'ireha. If between Kemitza and Akhtara, the remainder of the Mincha became Tameh, or was burned or lost, does the Mincha become Pasul? The Machlokes regarding Shaloi B'Kli Sharis. If after Kemitza, the Kohen did not put the Kohenitz into a consecrated vessel, but rather carried the Kohenitz by hand and threw it onto the Mizbeach, does the Mincha become Pasul? The two machlekes in Reb Shimon's opinion, whether boi matan kli, after kemitza, the kohen needs to be put into a kli sharis, and whether boi yad yamin, the avodah needs to be done with his right hand, or can it be done even with his left hand. There are four primary avodahs that are done with a mincha that correspond to the four avodahs done with zvachim and animal sacrifice. Kemitza, the kohen separates the kohen from the mincha to extract the kohen to be burned on the mizbeach, which is the equivalent of shchita of a behemoth to extract the dam for the zrika al mizbeach. Matan Kli, he puts the Kohenitz into a Kli Sharis, a consecrated vessel, which is the equivalent of Kabbalah Sadam in the Karban Behema. Hailacha, he carries the Kohenitz to the Mizbeach in the Kli Sharis, as in Hailacha Sadam. Haktara, he burns the Kohenitz on the Mizbeach, which is the equivalent of Zrika Sadam of a Behema. And the Shiraim, the remaining part of the Mincha, is eaten by the Kohanim. Dam Shenishbach Mitzavar Behema al Aritzba V'Asvei Pasul. If after the carbon was shechted, its blood poured out onto the ground, and the Kohen then performed Kabbalah by gathering the blood from the ground into a Kli Sharis, the dam becomes disqualified for Zrika, because there was a hefsik, a break in between. There's a machlekes whether this halacha also applies to Kiddush Kohenitz. The machlekes in the Mishnah's halacha of Hikter Kohenitz Pamaim Kshera. If the Kohen burned the Kohenitz in two parts, the Mincha is kosher, and there's a machlekes whether only Pamaim in two parts, or even Pamei Pamaim in three or more parts. The machlik is regarding the halacha that only when the kohenitz is burned do the shirayim become permitted to be eaten. And there's a machlik is in kohenitz me'im esay mat shirayim ba'achila. How much of the kohenitz must be burned to achieve the heter shirayim?